Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right. Hi, Brooke.
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Splat,
the podcast.
Where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about Sex and the City.
10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
But nope. Yep, that's right. Fuck.
Oh man, I was going
to
say.
I'm used to us messing
it
up.
We've been messing it up like literally every week.
Turns out 20 years younger and 10 years later is not the same thing.
I also like to say 10 years later and 10 years younger, which is also not correct.
And we're jumping in. And for the first time in three, four.
I know. I bet you guys are so sick of us.
Yep.
So we give you the gift.
So we bring you someone else. A guest.
Oh, wow. A guest. Do I say?
Yes,
do I keep it a secret? Do I hide my light under a bushel? Hi. Natalie Walker.
Natalie Walker's here.
I'm here in the apartment. I am ready to go. I'm Retta.
You're ready to go.
I was going to say Raren, and then I said ready. Oh. And that's Rarna. So now
classic.
I'm Retta.
Yeah, I love it.
You're Retta to go.
I'm Retta. I'm unforrettable.
If
Retta would be here with us, I think that would be the dream.
She replied to me on Twitter once, and it was like
a highlight.
She's like,
she met my dad at Sardi's.
Stop it.
Your dad?
I literally wasn't even there. My dad's favorite restaurant in the world is Sardi's. Like, he's obsessed with their steak tartare. It's like all he comes every time he's in New York and gets it. And so he was there like by himself before he saw Waitress.
Wild.
And Retta was there because she was about to see Hamilton.
And my dad
like went over and was like, hi, can I just say I love you on Parks and Rec. That's how my dad talks. And she was so nice to him, apparently.
That's
and they just
sweet.
Like walked over to their respective theaters, like,
oh God,
very close together. And then,
I gotta say, steak tartare and Waitress, your dad knows how to put a good night together.
Sugar butter tartare.
My dad knows how to party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I like tweeted at Retta and I was like, thanks for being nice to my dad. And then she was like, he was wonderful.
Uh-huh, that's so cute.
So
Natalie.
Yes.
I guess I shouldn't ask this question. How do you know me?
Do it. Yeah, how do you know? How do I know you, Brooke?
What brings us you to this podcast? Wow.
She knows you look familiar, but she doesn't remember why.
Because you're like a high profile guest.
Twitter's
Natalie Walker.
Twitter zone.
Listen.
Brooke and I went to a little theater camp called Stage Door Manor.
Yes.
And Brooke was my roommate her very first year. It was my second.
It was only your second year?
It was my second year, but I had just gotten my braces off. So I had come back with like a fucking vengeance.
I was like, my braces are off.
I'm ready to start booking. And
she did.
Yeah.
That's a big moment.
I was there the year that Natalie like exploded. Went from when her light, you know, stopped being hidden under the bushel.
Yes, because I got those braces off and suddenly boys
the teeth were
liked
shining.
Me. The teeth were shining.
You were in that rent reading.
I had parts that had lines.
Wow.
Big upgrade.
I was the acid queen in Tommy,
yes.
And I didn't wear the flesh-toned leotard that they gave
nice.
Me. I was like, no, I'm going to just,
with
it's going to be lace corset on real skin, honey.
Hell yeah.
Real this skin,
15-year-old flesh.
Delicious.
But yeah, and Brooke, I felt like I was like a spirit guide.
It was
for Brooke.
It was true.
I believe it.
Yeah, I was saying to you earlier, I was very homesick my first year, so I would like not wake up in the middle of the night sobbing, and Natalie would like hold me. And we had some weird roommates.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How many people did you live with?
Six.
Six, yeah.
So there was like you and me and this girl, Alexa, who I went to high school with, who I like was kind of close with. And then there was a girl that you were kind of close with whose name I don't remember, but I want to say Elaine.
Because I was the same way my first year. I was so miserable. So you miserable. Knew. You were like, I was so miserable my first year. Yeah.
Well, the braces weren't off
yet. Lindsay.
Lindsay. She looks like an Elaine, though, you know?
She does look like an Elaine, for sure. Like she could be an Elaine. She looks 47, and I look a cool 41, so she wants to speak to the manager immediately.
But the boy that Natalie ended up dating lived where I lived, so Natalie came to visit.
Oh, fun.
I got drunk for the first time. I got high for the first time with Natalie. Just that very, like, when she came to visit, we had a very exciting big trip moment. To Disney World.
To Disney World, yeah,
damn.
We did.
That's amazing. Crazy.
We saw Dreamgirls. Did we see Dreamgirls twice on that trip in theaters?
Did you see it with me on Christmas?
I feel like we saw Dreamgirls twice at on least, the same trip.
At least, I mean, yeah. But why
the
not?
The movie version of Dreamgirls, we went out and we saw it.
It's Dreamgirls. That's so funny. I saw it on Christmas.
Yeah.
Probably that same year.
Amazing. And I saw
my family used to do like double features where we'd pay for one movie and then sneak into a second upstairs.
Oh, of course.
The best.
Gotta do it.
And I'm pretty sure we did that one year.
Yeah. Fun fact about Natalie, though, and her time at Stage Door. She's actually the villain in the Stage Door book, the book that was written about Stage Door.
Theater geek. Yes.
That's amazing.
Like, my name is used. It's literally like Natalie Walker.
Villain.
Is a villain. Real bitch.
Fuck yeah, so for funny, history.
But in that way that it's like, it's written by a gay man who like is such a love and I adored so much. So it's like a villain written from the perspective of like, a gay man who's grown up loving that character in things. So, like, I've never been, like, angry about it.
That's also,
it's a great way to go down in history.
I straight up am the...
I love
that. So, yes.
Well, I've actually known Natalie for a long time, but she has not known me. I found you first via the Yelp reviews that you did.
Oh, wow.
Like, probably, like, junior year of college, like, 4 years ago.
Wow, have you been doing that for that long?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Was it only 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago.
I guess that still would be, that would be your senior year of college.
That would have been senior
year,
I guess.
Yeah, it was January 2016.
Well, more than 2 years. Wow.
January 2016 was when all that.
Dang. So, so Natalie started leaving Yelp reviews of dates she'd been on in the places where she was reviewing, and they were fucking hilarious. We were like, who is this girl? She's so funny. And I remember going through your Twitter and finding, you tweeted something once that was like a photo you took on the street of a garbage can that was.
Oh, no, because it was like there were trash cans in Union Square that was like, that were like, I've got a crush on trash.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, dope.
This is me.
It's for me.
So you really did it for 22-year-old Bridget.
All three of the women in this room right now self-identify as trash. Uh-huh. I don't know, Bridget.
I'm particular kinds of trash, you know?
I am 100% trash.
I disagree. I'd say like, I don't know.
You don't think I'm trash? I think
not
I'm
a hundo
absolute
P.
trash.
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit.
No,
I'm trash.
I'm a garbage person.
I'm weird. I'm like weirdly dressed up trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm sparkly like, trash. I'm trash with a Rent the Runway Unlimited subscription. Like that's sort of my thing. So
you
like,
have events to go to. You got
But then like meanwhile, like I wore this like dope jumpsuit to a thing last night. And then I'm like waking up in the morning and I'm like, oh, cool. Scribdy took that $10 out of my account, so now I have $1.57 to last me for 48 hours.
I love that. So those games.
I forgot about that recurring charge, and then I was like, oh, that... Because I went to bed last night.
The automatic charge
I went to bed last night, and I was like, oh, amazing. I have $10.57. I'm gonna be good. I can get
Surprise.
Through. I can get through on that. Nope. No.
Sorry, bitch.
Back to trash for just 1 second.
Always back to trash.
Weren't you in that group in Connecticut when we were talking about our toilet friends?
Mm.
The friends who you just kind of throw up onto and how we were all about each other's toilet friends?
I definitely
don't
have
think
those.
I was there, okay, but well, I agree with that sentiment very much.
It's just basically you have some friends that you can just like anything and all things. Not only do they hold your hair back, I guess, if you're at the toilet, but also they are the receptacle for all of your vomit, emotionally and otherwise.
Nice.
I love that.
It's really tender.
So the reason we're here is
to rehash your glory days, which we'll be doing for the next 4 hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, this is actually just a podcast about Stage Door. Can you imagine?
In memoriam.
No, we're here to talk about
sex and
the city.
What's your history with it?
I don't have one.
Hell yeah, you're like
I'm
me.
I'm like very much a newbie to it.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's.
How much on a scale of like 1 to 10 do you think you know like about the characters and stuff just from like what you've absorbed or watched? probably, casually.
I feel like I'm probably at like a 3.
Had you seen any episodes before?
No, I've never seen.
This was your first episode.
This was my first episode.
Oh, shit.
Interesting. Yes.
Cool.
I've seen like bits and pieces of the show, just like flipping through, and I'll be like, oh, it's on E for a second. I'll watch like
while
this
something
scene.
Else is on commercial break.
Yeah,
or whatever,
exactly.
Right?
And it's like the E version that's like every episode is 13 minutes because of all of the stuff the they have to edit out.
Oh, that's so interesting. Because I find that this episode actually makes Carrie quite likable.
I loved this episode.
Yeah. And so you haven't been seeing the like, Carrie's just been like a monster.
She's the worst.
But this episode, she's actually great. My dad texted me today, or he called me, because Sarah Jessica Parker is like teaming up with Airbnb to like give 4 people a tour of New York, like as Carrie Bradshaw, not as Carrie Bradshaw, but like a Carrie Bradshaw tour. But it's $400 a person.
Wow, wow, wow.
And only 4
That's
people.
Not that expensive.
Really?
I feel like if you're that diehard that you're going to like consider, you know, going for it anyway. Well, you'd drop $400 on that.
Yeah, I guess. But he was like, I don't know, she like takes you shopping.
So then you spend more money.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
I guess it's fun.
I'd be down.
Do you feel like you've had any moment while you've lived here in the city where you've been like, this feels like a Sex and the City incident?
Oh, well,
maybe it's hard if you haven't watched the show so much.
Let's see.
Or like, yeah, just like, what's your, I guess the like non-Sex and the City way of asking this is like, what's your most dramatic New York story?
New York moment, you know?
Oh my
or
God.
Like,
whether it's,
why am I blanking on everything? I feel like there are so many and now I can't think of any of them.
If they return to you, you can also just like,
yeah, I feel like my memory will be jogged. But also, I worked at a restaurant for a very long time called Perry Street. That was literally like my walk to and from work was right past Carrie's apartment.
Fun.
And so I would watch like all of the girls take photos.
We had
those steps
one
every
of Brooke's friend
day.
Who was a tour guide.
Juliana.
You know Juliana.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I would like run into Juliana.
That's
like if
so
I
funny.
Sometimes I would be like getting off work and I would be leaving with my neckerchief wanting to kill myself. And then Juliana would be there with her.
Stop
like,
you. To wear
group.
A neckerchief as a waitress.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely I did. It was a so elegant. Nachtmare, baby. And I wasn't even a waitress. I was a busboy,
oh,
baby.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fashionable as fuck, busboy,
I was
boy,
trying,
though, so.
trying to ascend the ranks, and they were like, you got to learn how to clear plates. And
Jesus.
I was like, this is all the stuff I'm bad at. Let me talk to the people and ask
yeah,
them
please.
What they want. Don't make me do any physical stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that there was a necktie involved. That just like really
Absolutely.
Pleases me.
I love
black,
a good
black chiffon neckerchief every
bust?
Fucking
that's,
day.
That's fucking
very,
rude.
Did
yeah.
they make the men do that too?
No.
Of course they didn't.
No. The guys just wore ties.
Fuck
the guys
that.
Just wore like black ties. We all wore white button downs and black pants. And then the guys wore ties
nice.
And the girls wore little neckerchiefs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Very flight attendant chic.
I feel like
yeah.
it makes at least a little more sense to have the waiters wearing the neckerchief, but the busboys, I just feel like that's bus,
you need the
people
doing the menial work to look pretty so that the people paying a lot don't have to worry about them like ruining the atmosphere.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
What was I gonna say? I had something and I forgot.
Oh,
who knows?
So I guess you don't know the question, but based on this episode, do you think you know which woman you are? Have you ever taken a BuzzFeed quiz? Which Sex and the City woman are you?
Or do you think you, first of off, do you think you like know the vibes of each of them?
I do think I know the
yeah.
vibes of each of them.
Because that I feel like is just
like
in our world.
Oh, exactly. That's part of the zeitgeist enough. Right. That, like, and I am obsessed with pop culture enough that I'm like, yeah, no, I know who they are.
Or a hybrid. Often, almost everybody identifies as like
as
a hybrid.
Hybrid.
Yeah. I feel like you're probably not a Charlotte. Just gonna throw that out there.
Charlotte is nowhere inside
yeah.
of me.
I think I know, but I want to see what you come up with before I hypothesize.
I feel like I'm a Carrie Samantha.
Oh,
I like that.
That's our first one. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I think
that actually
that
is.
Might be...
Yeah, because you honestly have the fact. You're the person who I know who most successfully dresses like Carrie. Like you get away with a fucking wearing tutus places, and you do it.
Not That's to just like harp on me stalking you on the internet, but I have seen photos and she's right.
I told you this is going to be a weird dynamic.
No, I don't find the dynamic weird at all. I'm so glad. No, I like this dynamic much more than, like, I went on a date with a guy who, like, we did a reading together, but then he started following me on Twitter right after the reading, and I didn't follow him back because why would I ever follow a straight 20-something actor?
I'm sorry. He has so much to offer to the world that you've never heard before. Why would I literally ever
do that to myself? I don't want your content. And so I, like, didn't follow him. He's, like, very nice, though. And then, like, months later, he asked me on a date, and I went on the date, and it was fine, but it was, like, very platonic, and I was like, I'm not feeling this. And then afterward, he, like, sent me a screenshot of a mix CD he was making me, and I was like, oh no, I'm gonna destroy him if I go on any more dates.
Yeah,
so I was like,
it.
I know, like, I can't do this. Sent me, like, essays that were like, straight boys. I felt like the cosmos, like, brought us together at the right time. Like, the cosmos was a real phrase that was used.
You were like, the only cosmos I'm interested are Neil deGrasse Tyson's
baby. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I get it. Like, you've been following me on Twitter for months, and so you've been, like, looking at my tweets and being like,
oh, that
she
is
watches
weird.
Twilight Zone. I watch Twilight
so
Zone.
So is this a bad time for me to give you the mixtape I made?
No, never.
Okay, great.
No, because we're vibing. We're vibing, and I feel a lot of sexual energy between
us in this moment. I thought you'd never mention it. It was getting weird.
No,
thank you.
It's here.
Hey, Brooke.
I'm just addressing it.
Oh, who, me?
Oh, I'm, who, me, Brooke?
I'm just,
whom?
I
am.
Me?
The temperature in here, guys.
It's hot.
It's a rising.
I know. I'm sorry.
It is ungodly hot in New York right now.
People are like, oh, it's fall. Thank God for fall. I'm like, fuck you. It is 80 degrees.
Well,
Should I open the door?
No, it's okay. I like fall, and I like summer, too. I really love warm weather.
I love fall.
And I know I will complain the minute it actually gets cold, so I'm trying to not do it.
No,
but I am ready.
I've been
I'm in jeans, which is why I'm sweating my
ass been
off.
Blubbering up for winter, and I just, like, I want to be able to hide within it.
I love sweaters. I love boots. Mm-hmm. I love
coats.
All of those
I
things.
Love coats because I don't have to have a bag. I can put things in my pockets.
Yes, that's me too. It's a terrible system. Very irresponsible, but I just keep all the important things in my coat pocket for 4 months of the year.
Yeah.
Because I wear it every day.
Yeah.
But then the subway and you have to take it off because you get sweaty and then you put it back on. Ugh.
I got this wine delivered.
I'm already complaining. No way. Did you try Wink?
No, Wink is like a Birchbox for wine. I'm like not. I mean, like.
Agnes does it.
Does she like it?
She does.
Okay, well.
She'd probably give you a referral.
I will text her immediately after this.
Good.
But no, I just did Mini Bar, which is like a seamless for wine. And my brother, who's new to New York, was like, you can do that here? He was like,
welcome, baby.
He's like figuring out all the New York stuff.
Oh my God. And he's doing Cursed Child with Heath's sister, Alana.
Yes. I think that Bay is in New York based on his Instagram.
Oh, he's here.
I was like,
Brooke has a long con.
Yeah, you should slide into his DMs and, like, see if he wants to hang out.
He won't have to slide very soon. He'll just be hanging with them.
I know.
Rehearsing.
He's very small.
Okay. He is very small.
All right.
Should we jump
speaking
in?
Speaking of sliding in.
Slide into some Sex and the City DMs.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This
I'm ready.
Episode is
I
called.
I liked this episode so much. I think it helps a lot when Carrie's not the fucking worst.
Was it good for you?
So the first thing that happens in this episode is that Charlotte is apparently dating some guy named Bram.
Bram. And
great
I was like,
name.
Bram
Stoker.
Oh.
Yikes.
Bram Stark. Is he the Night King? Bram. B-R-A-M. Confirmed by the closed captions.
And they're like mid sex and she's like, Bram. And he pops his head up and he'd fallen asleep during sex.
He fell asleep
during
sex.
Which I honestly think, so of course Charlotte is about to lose her mind. I think it's hilarious. Being tired is so real sometimes too. Like, it's hard to have sex when you're tired.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
I've never.
I've definitely been like, I'm going to have sex tonight. And then it got into that point where I've been like, we're not doing
this. One
time
I was so tired and someone convinced me to have sex and it was fun. And then I passed out.
If you can get over the tired hump.
Yeah.
No
pun
intended.
Whoa.
Thank you. Then you get the tired hump and it's great.
Has anyone fallen asleep on you?
No.
Fuck no.
I would have killed myself immediately.
So Charlotte.
Which Charlotte is about to do.
Charlotte runs to Carrie
she
crying.
She is freaking out. And
Carrie has so many teas.
Oh, wow. So many teas. She's trying to cure Charlotte's sadness with some herbal tea.
This is a rare moment of Charlotte Carrie one-on-one. And then it
ends
immediately.
This scene is so good.
We popped to Samantha in a red, crazy blazer.
And
also, Carrie's high-waisted
acid wash thing. I want it.
Yeah, this outfit is very much I would
Carrie's
wear.
Outfit is
I just
so,
love that she's holding a book.
So strong
like,
here.
It's a real like, oh, fashion's back 20 years later.
Yeah.
Like there are people out there on the street right now wearing that exact
Absolutely.
Outfit.
And this would have been also like a callback to a 1991 outfit.
Right. Like, exactly. It's like it's four so, times cycled through.
It's so good.
Samantha, Lil Meanie, is like.
She's like, I never met a man who was bad in bed who was good at life.
But she's also
it's
like.
Correct.
But she's also like, Charlotte probably isn't good in bed.
Yeah,
listen, I don't think that's mean. I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I think that's just
she
her
probably
telling
isn't.
It like it is.
Well, her really funny example is she's like, have you ever seen her on a Stairmaster? There's mm-hmm. nothing happening below the waist. That's what Samantha says.
That's so funny. I missed that.
But I bet Charlotte is. I mean, to her credit, in past episodes, Charlotte's like shockingly good at being like, I'm gonna try this kinky thing that my weird boyfriend's into.
She yeah. almost tried butt sex.
But
no, she didn't
she
try butt sex.
She isn't.
But what
person.
Did she do? What did she try?
She tried I've forgotten all of them, but she's tried like six things with different guys.
Yeah. Okay. Charlotte's like trope of the episode will often be like, this boy wants me to do this thing.
This yes. kooky, kinky thing, and I can't do it. And then she does. And which is, you know, character growth. But
right.
she does not seem to be like dynamic in the sack will
no.
we say
so I feel like she is like I'll try it once
yeah
like that seems
if it gets you off so yeah. Samantha is at dinner with a gay couple whose names are both David, which is super relevant.
Oh, I did not pick that up. That's hilarious.
David and David. So I live now wow. with Alex and Alex, a couple.
Wow.
Which makes for really fun conversations that are never confusing.
No.
It's always confusing. And I need to figure out how to differentiate them. But first, I always have to be like, yeah, I'm living with my brother and his partner. They're both named Alex, Alex, and Alex. Like, you have to explain.
You have to just, yeah.
There's no way to just, like, skirt by it.
Nope.
Yeah.
So Samantha's at dinner with this gay couple.
And surprise, surprise.
David and David.
She is irresistible even to.
Oh, because she's like, oh, I know I'm good in bed, and this is how I know. Beepity boopity boopity boop. Dinner.
New scene. Yeah. So these two gay Davids, her gay-man.
The gay Davids.
They're like, are you seeing someone right now? And she's like, no, do you have someone for me? And they're like, no, we are thinking about experimenting with a woman.
They propose a threesome. Two gay men proposing a threesome to have. They want to see what it's like to be with a woman. And she's, like, shocked and she's a little confused.
And a little flattered.
Yeah.
As you would be. I think any threesome proposal is flattering.
Absolutely. To
would
be
you guys
third?
Do this? A third with two gay men?
I don't know.
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would mostly because, like, I wouldn't be into it.
I agree. So here, I had two thoughts about this. On the one hand, I think it's, from what I understand, always better to be, like, the odd one out in a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I think it's always more complicated if you're, like, part of a couple inviting someone.
You
want to
be the guest.
Right. You want to be the guest.
Wait, wasn't there another episode about a threesome where you want to be the...
There may have been, and I think we've talked about
you
this.
You want to be the co-star.
Yeah. So on one hand, it feels like she doesn't have that much to lose. But on the other hand, it feels like she has almost nothing to gain from doing this except, like, feeling really hot.
Right.
So...
Which is also...
You know, that ego boost.
Yeah.
Also,
it's not to be written off.
One of the Davids is way more attractive than the other David.
Absolutely. I was thinking that the whole time. One on the right? What the hell is that?
It's like his features are just wrong.
Whenever,
like, he
yeah.
could
looks
be
like
cute.
Someone.
The features are like
oh my God.
Too
he does.
Small,
he looks
weirdly.
Like a scrambled face of like a someone famous.
It's literally a flashback because now we've cut
back
to
the
scene.
Conversation.
That's funny.
Amazing.
Also, this scene is amazing.
Yeah.
This is it's 2000. Welcome to the new millennium.
Gay as pink suede.
Wake up, it's 2000. The new millennium won't be about sexual labels, it'll be about sexual expression. Soon everyone will be pansexual. It won't matter if you're gay or straight.
I was so impressed by Sex and the City.
This is a rare moment where I was like, oh, you have some subtlety and foresight and care about issues.
Yeah, we're actually talking about what's going on and like
and anticipating good change too is like a big one. Like they knew that things were coming and that people were going to get more flexible and more interesting.
Yeah, that entire section I was like, all right, Samantha,
right?
Samantha,
oh my God,
knows,
okay,
bitch.
Samantha,
pens,
so
sexuality,
Carrie,
baby.
Carrie wonders,
right,
being good.
I can't even
bed.
Believe they dropped that as a phrase.
As yeah,
she asks if
Hello, tiny waist.
If also, he, hello, like, musical theater audition.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. She, like, her showcase dress is great.
Yeah. She's, like, mm-hmm. about to give you that just sensible 60.
Also, look at her boobs. Yeah. Like, how does she do it?
I don't know.
Her,
I don't know
and how, it's insane.
The ratio just
she came
make
in.
Sense.
She came into the restaurant. She came into Perry Street a bunch, and she was always so nice and also always had the best body I've literally ever seen in my entire life.
I love her.
She's so... I feel like in... real life, that's the thing. Like, she is lovely.
Yeah.
Which makes me so happy.
She truly is. And, like, we had people that were, like, celebrities there who...
you know real fast are like,
yeah, are fucking shitty. Even if they don't do anything specifically, you can just tell their vibe is bad. And she would come in and just be the loveliest human being.
Aww. Oh, I love that.
Like, that makes me happy.
Yeah. She, like,
asked... I feel like
their
family looks pretty normal, too.
Once she, like, got dinner, she was getting dinner and she... like, wasn't finished, and we were like, do you want us to, like, bag this up for you? And she was like, will you judge me? Will you judge me if I do that?
That's so
in, like,
cute.
The cutest, most, like, impish way. And yeah. I was like, I'm in love with
and
you.
And you're like, that's I'm not an love. Act. Like, you're actually cute
yeah,
and worried.
You're actually just so charming. Yeah.
So Carrie wonders, though, about if sex is a test, how do we know if we pass or fail? How do you know if you're good in bed? Do you guys think you're good in bed? I think I'm good in bed.
Oh, for sure. I know I am.
Yes, Samantha over here. Yeah, that's the Samantha coming through. I think so. I think it's also like...
I've gotten good feedback.
I just think... I've gotten good feedback about like specific things that I know I'm really good at. But I think I've definitely like gotten better over time. You know, we talked last episode, which comes up this episode. I hadn't ever hooked up with someone sober until I was like...
Well, you get better with one person, Jesus. I feel like.
Yeah.
21. Yeah. Well, I also hadn't consistently had sex with someone until, like, my senior year.
Well, I've talked about this before, but there was one person I was hooking up with, and then, like, he had, like, a fucking routine that he would go through, like, position-wise. And as soon as
that's the worst.
You're,
like, in the middle of one, and you're like, wow, can't wait till we switch this up in 40 seconds.
I'm like, I wonder what we're going to do. But as soon as, like, we start developing feelings, it was like, okay, I was like, calm the fuck down. And then it was like, oh. This is great.
Yeah. I had a long distance relationship my like junior year of high school.
Mm. Is this and the boyfriend from Stage Door?
No, this is a different one. That one I lost my virginity to,
nice.
But it was just the one time because then he started ignoring me afterward.
He got a little and wanted none of the rest.
Look at where you are now. Yeah. Look at where he is now.
Oh, it's something I do think about. But then junior year, I was like, I was dating this guy. And he was in Boston during the year. Mm-hmm, he was, like, in boarding school in Boston, but then, like, lived in New York, and I was in Virginia. And so we would, like, meet in New York. And it was just, like, truly, like, every month would just be, like, we're going to do, like,
something new
sex stuff. And we were, like, in
we're
high school. And now I talk to people, and they're, like, why were you already doing that stuff? Like, we literally, like, fucked in a Bendel's dressing room.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so
in high school.
Girl
it was very
We both are college virginity.
Yeah,
losers.
Mine, welcome week.
Mm-hmm. You lost your virginity welcome week?
Have I not told you this full story before? I remember talking to you about it drunk one night because we had the whole conversation about the mutualness of it. But
yes, I also hooked up with him, but we did not sleep together. But there, just like a quick side track, there was one boy that Natalie had dated, I think the summer before, at Stage Door. And
love
then,
the Stage Door boys.
And then the next summer or the next session. Yeah, I think because it was a third Z's boy. Mm-hmm. And then I started like hooking up with him or whatever. And a little
scandal.
One of the younger boys was like, saw us together. And was like, oh, my God, you're the new Natalie. And I was like,
oh, my God.
And then he started dating our other friend who you went to school with.
Wait, what? Who is this?
Harrison.
Oh, absolutely, Harrison. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I do remember.
There it is.
I do remember those days. He's a benign figure.
But that's very common.
Right.
My
favorite.
He would also sit like at the piano and play like old school. Like,
oh my
God. Play, like, Can't Help Loving That Man.
That's kryptonite to like a 17-year-old musical theater
yes,
person.
But then like, oh, but not me because like I was used to getting like fucked, and so I was like,
yeah,
hi,
Jesus.
can we go somewhere? But he would be
and
like
fuck?
Playing for a captive audience of like other nerdy you were not girls the priority. That were like, oh my God, please play more Jerome Kern for me.
Listen, if I'd had sex in high school, I think I kind of would have been like that, which is, I think, partially why things just went a little off the rails in college. Well, it's just
I'm
like,
sorry, Dad. It's my dad is our biggest fan.
He really is. It's great. Just like a whole new part of your life. And once you tap into it, you're like, okay. Yeah, so let's
this is a thing.
Go into this some more.
Uh-huh. All right.
Carrie's about to get burned, baby.
Literally. Ooh! A guy throws a cigarette on her and she does not handle it well.
No, she freaks the hell out.
Although, if this happened to me on the street,
I thought this was Howard McGillin for the longest time.
That's really funny.
That's so funny.
He does all of, like, all John of these men.
The Phantom of the Opera.
Look vaguely famous. If they're not an actually now famous actor, every yes. single guy who comes like, through here, you're like, who are you?
Do we know who this is?
Howard
should I check?
McGillin yeah, check meets it. Dermot Mulroney.
Like that's exactly that. Yeah. What it is. Dermot Mulroney. Wow.
Something about his like nose-mouth combination is just so specific.
Yes.
But Carrie like is freaks out a little bit, which I am a big like I'm a conflict averse, so I never like really rude
she's
to people
so
on the street.
Bold.
But I would be like pretty upset too if someone flicked a lit cigarette on me.
Lit and not in a fun way.
But they end up having like a cute conversation.
She's like, I didn't realize how cute he was.
And they end up going to like have a little, it's a great meet cute. And they have a little meal together. And then at the end, she turns around and she's like, you're going to need to pass my number on to your lawyer for my burn lawsuit.
Yeah, it's a really good
it's
move.
Well done. And she's so funny move. Too because she's so like, charming. It's a good move. I felt very smooth.
Well, yeah. She says she doesn't usually do this.
Well, I was also like, good for you, girlfriend. Like, just give him your fucking number. Hell yeah.
He's not famous. He just has white guy face.
Yeah, exactly that.
He has white guy face.
So she gives him her number. They have this really cute back and forth. And she feels amazing about it until...
He
the games people
her.
Play, he doesn't call
the
her.
The games people play, a throwback.
Referencing a previous episode, like a true
Sex in the
know.
City van. Yeah. I'm going to go get the next bottle of wine. So.
Yes, you are. There's more wine coming. And yeah, it's really cute too because she like leaves first. And then she thinks about it again and she's like, no, I'm going back. And she sits down and gives him her number. But he doesn't call. And
it's so sad.
Yeah, I feel like I would definitely be disappointed too, but it's kind of an interesting one because we realize like he has a pretty legit reason he didn't call. Oh, Brooke,
not really honored.
That looks so cozy and cold. I can't wait to drink this boob wine Brooke just brought over to us.
Love boob wine.
It's very hot, so I just put the bottle of water.
The chilled, the chilled.
That's it.
okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not done taking photos of Brooke with wine in her boobs. That's it.
Okay.
So Carrie is like, I like him a lot, and he didn't call, and she's kind of bummed.
And we see Miranda for the first time, whose hair is just a tragic, tragic mess.
Yeah, hi, Miranda.
Tony Award winner Cynthia Nixon does not look her best hair-wise right now.
No, they've been like putting her through the ringer a little bit.
She's really, really giving us Peter Pan realness.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That did not occur to me. She does look like she's ready to go off to fucking Neverland. Not a great outfit combination, to be honest, either.
No, it's not great.
But
you know, Miranda's
she
trying to juju
for an office on the weekend.
She's trying to juju her sheets. She's like, if I make my bed look like somewhere I want to be, maybe I'll actually.
Although I have to say, these sheets are not something I would ever imagine Miranda picking out for herself.
No, they also look like a duvet cover.
They're like pink and gaudy.
Gaudy.
And a guy doesn't call you for 3 days and you're ugly. They're so good at like calling each other out on a friend level, which I really love.
Yes.
I feel like all of the like friend conversations in this mimic like real relationships I feel like I have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is, I mean, they're always, that's like the strength of the show, but this episode it was particularly strong.
Also, what the fuck is Sarah Jessica Parker wearing right now? She's in purple pants and like a weird...
Cute pillow fighting they do, though. I love
stupid.
It.
So then she's walking back in the village.
Sorry, she references finding the perfect $7 vintage dress to wear with $300 shoes. Where the fuck are you buying a $7 vintage dress?
Yeah.
Sorry,
in the village.
No.
Also, like, Carrie, literally, this is like a genuine question that I have. Like, I know she has her weekly column, but how much can she possibly get paid for that column that she can afford to literally do
nothing? She has a secret endowment she's never spoken about because, yeah.
She does nothing else. It's pretty kooky bananas.
This show would be a lot more believable if she was like hustling like four jobs to live her dream and buy her Manolo Blahniks or whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. Okay.
Fuck
so
it.
She sees Patrick Casey.
Who is the guy? We didn't say that.
He
sounds
like
either double first name.
Superhero or a supervillain.
Or a super serial killer.
Patrick Casey.
Serial killer.
She sees him on the street with a friend smoking, as she did the first time. She's also like so into the fact he smokes, which makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah, she's like, how many single smokers are there in the world?
But she tries to introduce herself and things are clearly a little weird. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go. She's like, I was looking for Perry Street. And they're like, yeah, we're on Perry
she's
Street.
Like, no,
she's
Bleaker, like, Bleaker. He's dressed in the most like late 90s, early 2000s. Like
office pants.
Yeah, like, high neck, like baggy suit pants.
I'm but like, she's like Chandler listen, Bing. You're in the middle of something with your... He runs after her when she leaves. And she's like, so you're in the middle of something with your lover. And he's like, no, I'm not gay. But he actually explains. And he has a really good excuse.
I'm an alcoholic. You know, I've only been in the program 11 months. And my sponsor said I really shouldn't get involved with someone for a year.
So I think it's a good moment for Carrie. One of those like, oh, I've been making this into more of a thing than I needed to.
Which she does often.
But she does it often worse and on like literally crazy levels. And I was also like pleased with him because he, you know, has his own arc in this, but I was like, way to be honest, dude. And like straightforward with her and
100%.
He's like, clearly
she's like, I love alcoholics. I hope to be one someday, which is a very offensive.
It is.
However, I do have a question for you ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who does he look? He looks like someone so much. Hang on. I'm going to figure out.
He kind of looks like the dad from One Tree Hill.
Paused right now. Yeah, he looks like a younger. Okay, anyway, this is not interesting to anyone not watching this right now.
My cue is, do you think you could date an alcoholic? As someone who like drinks a lot, yeah. Personally.
As someone whose other vices are potentially stronger, if I was like really into someone, I would potentially. Well, also it depends. Some people can like. Are at a point in their recovery where they can be around it. You know, they just don't indulge. Mm-hmm. But if someone like needed me to not, it would depend, I think.
I had a crush on someone for a very brief time or thought I had a crush on someone for a very brief time. And the fact that he didn't drink was like something that deterred me.
Yeah.
Wow. Throwback.
Throwback.
Would you?
I think that I could because I think I would always have, I think I honestly very rarely drink with like.
Right.
My significant other.
That's nice.
Like I mean, I also have things where I like compartmentalize people like crazy, but I feel like I would like be able to not drink around him and then like have my friends that I go out to drink do that with.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like go to many parties. Like it'll just be cool. I got dinner with my girlfriend and we just like drank wine until
I'm
we
also
died.
Like I love an that's what we do.
Yeah, that's my vibe.
I like love an occasional like beer, a glass of wine when I'm home, but my like particular like come home unwind isn't like come home have a glass of wine. You know, like I could cut that out.
Yeah.
If I needed to.
I know that I could. I just like
but again, as with any of these like hypotheticals, you know, people come in like 10,000 flavors. So probably yes.
Yeah, maybe I think that I could do it.
If I love someone, certainly I would do that for them.
Yeah, but what if you didn't love them? You know, it's gonna on your first meeting them. Just saying.
And I think Carrie like makes things humiliating for her that aren't necessarily humiliating.
But that's Carrie's MO is to humiliate herself.
And it makes me tired for her. Because she does it on like a minor extent in this episode and it ends up being okay. But she walks away from him. They have this whole, they really do have like a good conversation on the street.
And she fucking ponders and is like, aren't we all in recovery from something?
Which like, no, alcoholism is different, my friend.
Don't make this about you. So they go on a series of dates and they just like he won't kiss her and it is so frustrating for her
as I would be
for me
also. And it's confusing too because like they like had this weird like 1-2 start, so she already wasn't sure he was fully into her and then they're going on dates but he won't kiss her, so like I would honestly be going crazy in my head at this point.
Yeah. And they're like, she's so cute with the lean in move. But like,
and he won't.
I just feel like if someone didn't kiss me after 3 dates, I think I would be like.
I would kill myself.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Just straight up kill myself.
Yeah, it'd be over.
Oh my God. And this dress.
All these dresses are so good.
It's such a.
Well, the funny thing is she's like, I know he's into me because this last time when I did the lean in, I like accidentally felt his pop up and say hello, which what a
beautiful euphemism.
Also, like, yikes. Has that ever happened where you, like, literally, like, almost kiss a guy and they get a boner? Like, is that a thing? Like, am I just naive?
I think maybe he had it before. You know, like, he's been thinking, because we learn why he's doing this.
Yes.
Like, he's not into Carrie. Yeah. So it turns out that his sponsor...
This is my favorite because she just, like, kisses his chin and is all so awkward.
it's so weird. It's
full of Reese's Pieces.
She kind of, like, almost, like, puts her teeth on his chin.
It's, you know, very it's so strange. Weird.
So she's like, I'm humiliated. It's over. And... Which, honestly, this is one of those times where I'm like, I don't blame her.
No.
This would be, Carrie is going in circles.
Relatable this episode. And then she grabs him and drags him back in.
Girl. And they make out. And it's clear he's so into it. Also, nice arms hiding under that white shirt.
Absolutely.
Sir. I love arms. They're my favorite.
I love arms.
Arms are the best. When you can be held strongly.
Lifted. Tasty.
A strong grip.
Delicious.
Into it. So he explains to her, circa our last episode discussion, that he's never had sex when he hasn't been drunk or high, and his sponsor or his whoever at his program thinks that he should wait the first, so he's 11 months into the program and he should wait 12 months before dating someone.
Yes.
And
Carrie's like, fuck that and fuck me.
And also there can't, like, I just think it's so fucking funny. Okay, I get, like, one candle. I'm a little worried about sex candles because
there are,
like,
so many candles.
She's about also, to light the whole
this
place
is
on
a
fire.
Sex
the pillow
fire.
Is a, right next to
I
that
literally
candle.
Had a sex fire because I lit a candle.
You didn't.
No.
Have I never told you this story?
Was it with who I think it was?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Thank God, because I'm super comfortable with this guy.
Yeah.
But, like, my roommate left, and so I was like, I have, like, an hour before he gets here, so I, like,
lit
a candle.
Lit some fucking candles.
One candle.
Only one.
Yes,
oh
because
God.
It's, like, one of these candles that I, like, have and, like, will light for myself. So I'm, like, reading a book, like, light a candle. Whatever, he comes over. He, like, arrives. And
He comes over.
So we're, like, whatever, we're having sex.
Right.
And, you know, I go to move a pillow from behind my head, and I lift it up, and it is full on fire. And we're like, fire.
Like, it was on fire before you grabbed it, and you didn't realize until you grabbed
it. I'm not
it.
Sure if, like, in the like, process
if it, like,
of,
caught.
But I lifted it up, and there was fire, and we both were like, ah! And so he, like, took his underwear, and, like, we patted down the fire. And
wow, a sex fire is really something.
It is.
And so,
all right, Brooke.
Yeah. And it's like, girl. It's again, like, someone who I love very much.
That's so funny.
And so he and I were like, I was like, thank God. And I mean, yeah. did we finish having sex
of
after?
Of course you did.
Of course you did. But a year.
The danger only got more fun.
A year ago, maybe 2 years ago on New Year's, I was like, you know what, Brooke? You really need to, like, wash your duvet cover. And I was like, okay, to myself. And so I did, and in the process, the fucking fiery pillow is still in there.
No
but
way.
I got a new, like, sham.
Nice.
So, like, I took off this sham, and I was like, ah, sex
fire.
And
sex
I sent
fire.
Him a picture, and I was like, when you're trying to, like, do your New Year's resolutions, and you're reminded of, like, a fiery disaster.
I used to be kind of a pyro, honestly. I, like, love fire. One it's time, so fun to play with.
We had, like, I had a turtle in college, and we used to put our friends' headshots in the tank, like, for her to have friends, and we for some reason had this
sounds
one headshot
good for the water.
And Hillary, it was behind the water.
Oh, nice.
And Hillary just lit this girl's headshot on the
Jesus.
And like, we just watched it burn. It was very crazy. Anyway,
one more really fast pyro story that always makes me laugh. My friend Maddie from Ireland, who was one of my closest friends there, I guess as a kid was, like, a kind of a crazy pyro. And she said the day it stopped, she and her best friend were up in her friend's attic playing with a can of, like, spray, something like Lysol. Oh, no. They were playing with, like, with one of those, like, fun lighters that would, like, whoosh flame out. And then they were spraying Lysol
to cover
the smell. And then they heard someone coming up the stairs, and she freaked out and did them both at the same time. And so the spray out of the thing just lit on fire. And, like, she was like, it was a fireball in the middle of my friend's attic. Like, luckily nothing happened. She was like, I haven't touched it since. I think about that all the time.
That's a nightmare.
Wasn't that crazy? Can you imagine just creating a fireball?
No.
As, like, a 10-year-old. Anyway, back to sex. This is so cute. This whole scene made
you
me laugh.
It's cute. I think it's so funny. He jumps on
it
the desk.
It is funny, but it's cute.
He's like,
he Tom Hanks it.
Whoa.
Tom Cruise.
Me. I knew when it came out of my mouth it was wrong. Thank you.
But like that Tom Cruise moment is not thought of as a cute moment.
It's not cute. Well, it's telling of what's to come with this guy.
It's very telling. But then I'm like,
okay, so basically he's like,
he does kind of look like Tom Cruise.
He does a little bit. Yeah. He's like, I've never had sex sober before. And so after they do, he's like, that was insane. That was amazing. Like, you're the best.
And he's like, after we have
sexual
a cigarette,
partner I've ever had,
let's do it again.
And they do the really cute, like, share a cigarette post. Excuse me. That was a little wine burp for y'all.
And then they are at brunch, you know, the four of them. And
the ladies brunch.
Carrie's, like, ordering, like, a million things because she's basically had a sex
exhausted.
Yeah, she's so depleted. She's got a carbo load.
I like that she orders rice pudding for later. Like, it's not just like, let me get this food and then take leftovers. It's like, she's planning ahead.
Yeah, and Charlotte's just like, fuck you. I get it. You're good in bed. Like, I'm bad at bed. No one else is good at bed. I'm just crazy.
At bed. I'm terrible at bed. I cannot make it for the life of me.
Not good at the bed.
Just got a nice little flip off from Brooke.
Love it.
This casual
wait, Samantha. Wait.
You're not bad in bed.
Oh, really? Has a man ever fallen asleep making love to you?
No, but I once fell asleep when a guy was doing me. It was the lewds.
No, buddy, you're just, like,
I was like, hang on a second, what?
I literally didn't catch it the first time I needed to read the word lewds in order to be like, oh my gosh, she's talking about quaaludes.
I know. I said Samantha, how okay. Wolf of Wall Street. So Charlotte is in her feelings.
She's in her feelings. And she's feels. Like, we're going to take a class. A tantric sex workshop. And Samantha's like, I could teach that fucking class.
And then Charlotte does this fun thing where she's like, turns out I'm not just taking this class. I signed you all up for it.
Which, because she's a crazy person.
You're going to take it with me. Please, 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 please. Don't leave me alone.
I have a trainer for the gym. I can have a trainer for...
fucking?
That was a line reading of Charlotte and Samantha by Brooke and Bridget.
So they all are like, fine, we'll accompany you. Even though, honestly, like, they have to be paying, like, several hundred dollars for this workshop. And she just, like, signs them up.
Oh, this wine is sweet, you guys. Get ready.
I'm ready.
I like it.
I like a sweet wine. Not too sweet. A little sweet. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're like, fine, Charlotte, we'll go with you. And Samantha really probably could, honestly, teach this class.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry, I don't think two gay men not being into having sex with a straight woman proves that she's not wantable.
Look at her. She has that fucking selfie light. She's ready.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's got that
mirror.
Ring light. That ring light mirror. Fuck
damn,
yeah.
Ahead of its time.
Bite that lip, baby.
She's so hot.
She is. She looks so good.
Also, her cackle is, like, honestly something that I live for.
Mm. Yeah, I really love her, despite, like, half the time the batshit things that come out of her mouth.
Yes.
Listen, David.
Good bralette, David, too.
They're hot. You know what's funny?
Although
you know what's
David
funny? David, oh no. David, the one we think is hot, like, in general, has the
body
ugly,
not as nice.
Ugly David has a better body.
Yeah.
Isn't that sometimes how it happens? I feel like
that's
an
overcompensation.
I think that's
often how it happens.
Wait, who does he look like? He looks like Billy Magnuson mixed. No, no. You know who he looks like, Bridget?
Who? Oh my God, he does kind of. We were at a party early in the summer and we met this guy.
Where I met my fuck buddy, who's now not my fuck buddy, but
that's
just
when, yeah.
But just a guy that I'm hooking up with.
That's when she met him. But we also met this guy that night who we really hated. But he does. He looks like this terrible guy we met that night. Good times.
Oh my God, he does.
The gay men are in their matching underwear, like, ready for Samantha.
Oh, it's so weird. They're like, they kiss her and it's nice and whatever.
But they're like within 2.5 seconds, clearly.
No, it takes a minute. They're like
into
it.
No, it does. They're into it for a sec.
And they like
because it, the
really...
exact moment, it's that, like, they look at a vagina and they're like,
yeah.
No.
But first they suckle on her boobies like babies.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a little, it's
it
a
is,
little much.
I can't imagine being, like, turned on by it.
Also, over the nightgown, too. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Is that just, like, it wouldn't be hot for me so much.
Yeah.
Partially because, like, my number one favorite thing is, like, knowing
I'm
like,
wanted.
Getting someone else off and then,
yes.
Like, hot and I'm, like,
yes.
Doing the thing that they like.
Oh, yes.
And so, inherently, the situation is the opposite of
exactly.
That.
Exactly. And I can't get turned on if I
no.
Don't think that, like,
you're
thanking
me.
Your lucky stars that I right. Am deigning to fuck you. Like, I... Yeah.
I agree. So, like, I think inherently I'd have trouble with this.
Yes.
And then the minute they're confronted with a vagina...
They're outie.
So this sends Samantha into a spiral, which, like,
I don't think it
I
should.
I don't buy character-wise, kind of. I didn't buy that she it gave her such sometimes. Anxiety. Okay.
She is, like, the weirdest. We haven't, like, delved into a relationship she's had yet. So we either see this, like, I'm Samantha and I'm crazy and I have sex all the time. Or we see this, like, so I have a lot of internalized
Samantha
misogyny.
Samantha has, like, a
and...
lot of also, like, she's, like, a low-key depressive. Yes. And, like, Carrie will mention it. And it's, like, very interesting.
She's,
to, like,
terrified of therapy. She's, yeah. like, all this stuff. So there's, like, layers to it. But I think if you're going into this situation and you don't expect that there might be an outcome where they're, like, not into it.
Yeah.
The whole point is it's an experiment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Samantha's like, turns out I'm bad at sex and no one wants to be with me.
And so Patrick Casey doesn't want Carrie to leave to go to her tantric sex workshop.
Also, when they're having the conversation about this in the restaurant, I just want, just harking back, Charlotte says this really funny thing where she's like, it's not the thing I'm good at, but I'm good at other things like accessories,
fucking
which is
Charlotte.
Just the most dumb Charlotte true line.
And so Carrie makes a very astute observation that she thinks Patrick Casey is addicted to her instead of alcohol.
Because he has become like crazy intense. Over a very short period of time.
All the time. And she's like, it's like you're in bed with this bag of Chips Ahoy. Which
yeah,
like,
because yum. Like when she tries to leave to go to this. Yeah, delicious, right?
Yeah.
She tries to leave to go to this sex workshop. And he's like, no, stay here and have sex with me again. And she's like, we've had sex 4 times in like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Can we take a deep breath?
And Samantha's like, what did I do to turn off the gay men? And Carrie's like, babe, they're gay.
Which she said like 7 times in this episode. Also, I just want to redress Miranda in this episode. Yeah. It's not fair.
That's not nice. So the woman teaching the tantric sex workshop is like a very old, not very old.
You know what she reminded me of? You know when we had Garrett on the podcast and he told us he was helping this like 80-year-old woman set up her like sex advice?
Oh, yeah.
Like YouTube or something. And yes. She was apparently like dope and just like knew a million things.
Yes.
This is that woman.
Yes. So she's older and Charlotte is dressed like the waspiest wasp in all of Waspland. And she's like, okay. And Miranda's like, how trustworthy is this? I mean, it's in an apartment. And so the woman introduces her husband, Dr. Ronnie Shapiro. And he gets naked and Miranda's like, oh, this is
happening. He just lays down in the middle. Do you know there are people who can do this, women and men?
Tantric massage?
Well, so so there's a tantric massage. He lays down. He's given a tantric massage. But there are people who can like make themselves come without stimulation. Isn't that crazy?
But this is, she is stimulating him.
She is.
Also, it's an hour and a half later until he comes.
Jesus Christ. That's a lot of self-control. Also, though, there are people who can really do that. Isn't that crazy?
I know a girl who can make herself come.
Without, like, really touching herself.
Without touching herself. That's, I think, so if you just, crazy. Like... I'm like,
I mean, you can do like the muscles to an extent.
I have but a I set of Kegel beads like a... I've never used, and I'm intimidated by them because they're so big.
Yeah, I feel like you have to like have a really like vivid imagination and be really like be able to turn yourself on that way.
Yeah,
or just physically, I guess. Yeah. Anyway,
she's like giving him a massage.
For sure,
she's full touching his stick. And this woman,
they're all like have very
has
very...
a lot of vibrato also. That's all I could think about when she was talking.
She actually really does. I didn't even notice that. That's incredible.
I was just wondering what her singing voice sounded like.
You guys, the climax, no pun intended, of this scene is so...
It made me laugh out loud.
It's really, really funny.
They're all, because they go from like...
See, you place your hand on the receiver's root chakra.
Oh yeah, root chakra. There it is.
Here.
Now, raise your right hand and the receiver's root chakra.
Root!
The root chakra is located between the anus and the genitals.
It's the gooch.
Sorry, that's the taint.
The taint, the gooch, the taint.
He's full hanging out.
Sweet taint. This made me laugh so hard.
So hard.
I can't
imagine.
Again,
no pun intended. Again. So he comes...
He's also just laying in the middle. So by the time that we get to the point where this man has like...
She asks, will the women who are laughing compose themselves? Thank you.
Because they're all losing their minds about everything, as I would be if I went to this with
so
three of my best friends.
So orgasm is not the goal, but is a pleasant
side
effect.
A welcome side effect.
Once they go tantric, they don't go back as... Oh my God, it's so crazy. Can you imagine
this woman looks
this
like
scene?
She'd be an acting teacher somewhere. Yeah. Like, don't you feel like you've taken like an acting class from her?
100%.
notes. Charlotte's like trying to take copious notes and is notes. Like scribbling off the page as she tries
yeah,
to
watch this
man.
Yeah, they just lean in.
Oh, you're so distracted.
Oh, my God.
He comes on Miranda's.
Straight up
he
on
comes into
Miranda.
Into the air and on Miranda. Here's my question. What do you think they used for that?
Mayo.
It yogurt. Looks like lotion to me.
Yeah.
Yogurt? That's a good one.
Yogurt, mayo,
all of them lotion. Actually pretty good. Yeah, okay. Ew. She gets a nice little dab in her hair. It's like
so gross.
Something About Mary.
It's so gross. I've never seen that movie.
I seen it once, but at one point she uses cum accidentally to like
I,
yes. do
I know that, but I haven't go. Seen it.
So Carrie and her now addicted to Carrie boyfriend.
So Patrick Casey
out.
Tells her that he loves her.
And they have this really hard conversation that made me admire Carrie. I'd actively admire her for the first time because she
it's
does the like car
half,
thing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which she doesn't usually do. Usually she like spirals out. She's the one who's spiraling out of control.
She does all the wrong things to like resolve anything and just makes it worse. So yeah. He's like, no, listen. I love you. I am deeply in love with you and I love you and I'm super in love with you and I love you. And Carrie's like, you don't. And she's
like,
right.
Mr.
Of
Casey,
course.
You do not love me.
You love not drinking. You love you not drinking with me. Like I'm a substitute for your alcoholism, basically.
Which is like, I'm sure a hard thing to hear for someone who's an alcoholic.
And also like if you're at that point where you like think you love someone and they're like, no, I would probably instantly react defensively also. Mm-hmm. But he goes like pretty deep and he's like, no, you don't get it. He just won't listen to her. And it's too bad because you can just tell this is not going to go in a good place. He's like, it has nothing to do with drinking.
But it does. You know, it does.
Yes.
You can tell that it does.
I mean, all of these things, of course, have to be related within
and
someone's
she's like,
life.
She like kind of breaks up with him. She's like, well, she doesn't break up with him. She's like,
he's like, don't break up with me. And so she says, I'll call you tomorrow.
Let's spend a little time apart. Like, go home. Like,
I'm not breaking up with you. I'm just going inside.
We're not going to sleep together tonight.
So call me tomorrow. Which, we'll like, do something next week, okay? Which is pretty reasonable. Also, when you've been seeing someone for, what, like 2 weeks?
A week and a half.
They've had sex probably
this
like,
is the first time Sex and the City's given us a timeline.
First time ever. Usually we have literally no idea how much time has passed. But she says goodnight. She kisses him on the cheek. And she says she'll see him next week, like very honestly. Earnestly. It's not like she's playing him
off. She's so beautiful.
And she goes into her place. And he leaves, sort of.
And he's shook. And she tells him to get cookies, which I kind of love.
She turns back around. He turns back around like and opens his mouth. And she's like, go get some cookies. I think she really does a great job, honestly.
Yeah, she crushes it. So then across town, Charlotte is giving her tantric massage.
Just to say Bram's ugly.
To Bram. Yeah, he's ugly.
Yeah.
Out of all the guys in this episode.
See, it's like a glorified hand job, this tantric massage.
Which hand jobs are the least interesting of anything.
It sucks. Hand jobs suck and they're are not, garbage.
It's like, I'm imagining it's like this motion.
Yeah, tantric. I think it has a lot to do with the taint from what we heard.
Tantric.
Get that tantric. Nice.
So I was watching this. I was like, why is Miranda have so many tissues on her bed? It's because she's compulsively like wiping the place where the cum was.
Yes.
I didn't realize that either. It's funny.
Oh,
she's
it's
like
so
in
good.
Bed just. Not having it. This is the first time where, you know, like one of them doesn't have a storyline and it's Miranda.
Except
like,
for Charlotte that one time.
But that's what I mean, that it's Miranda
oh,
who
yeah,
doesn't.
Because yeah, yeah.
like it happens to Samantha, it happens to Charlotte, but Miranda doesn't get one really no. at all.
And so Patrick is now screaming.
This is really upsetting.
It's very sad.
He like returns to her apartment.
Yeah, this is a bummer.
It's really sad. It just like unravels so hard.
Yeah.
He's like screaming her name and
he's
drunk. He's
doing the full like Stella situation.
He's like in a wife beater.
Yeah.
Open shirt, smoking, open bottle on the street.
Screaming it.
He's like, I love you. And then she tries to talk him down and he's like, you made me date you too early. I was supposed to wait. Yeah.
She's taking his clothes off.
He's literally just getting clearly like not okay drunk. You know, he's like stripping in the street drunk.
She's like, I wanted to save him, but I learned on our second date that would be codependency. So
which also I love. She look at her like absorbing and taking it seriously despite like joking. She wants to be an alcoholic.
So this is like around, sorry.
That's okay.
26 minutes, I think, is when he says the things that you're thinking of.
Yes.
And he's then like
he's
full of naked.
He's like full butt out on the street. Just like
dick out too. Yeah. Butts out, dicks out.
It's true.
Can you imagine?
No, get him out.
Can you imagine?
Get him out for the people.
Coming to, like being full naked. Oh, nice one, Nat.
Just tuning in for
guys,
some
guys. You're getting that razor sharp wit.
That's what razor we were promised. Sharp wit. This was my favorite last line of any episode, though. Well, she tries to throw clothes down on him, and he won't take them.
Yeah, she like throws it.
All
like,
I wrote in caps was, "Wow, Patrick, this is not good." Poor.
But again, can you imagine like arising from a blackout, being like, "I'm naked."
In the street somewhere, probably. No, I can't. That's when you go to help, I think. And he was. And poor Carrie, like, it's clearly not her fault. And then for him to go 180, sorry, from, like, I love you to, like, you've made me ill again. And the last line of this episode, she's like, I wondered about these things. And am I just that good in bed? Which is my favorite end line to an episode ever.
Good for you, Carrie.
Yeah. Own that shit.
Way to go, girl.
Okay. So that's the episode. Right?
That's it.
The ep. It's a great ep.
Isn't it fun?
I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you did. I could watch more of this show.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a good one to start with, actually, because it's like genuinely engaging.
Yeah, it's very engaging. And I feel like I got like very much a sense of the dynamic of all of the characters that I've heard so much about from various BuzzFeed quizzes for so long.
Our favorite was Reductress did a quiz that we talked about on the podcast at one point that was like, which Sex and the City woman's brand of internalized misogyny are you?
Oh, my God. Really, that's Reductress just
kills me.
Yeah. Reductress, like, occasionally will straight up victimize me. I'm good. Thank you, though. Bridget is finishing that off.
One bottle down, baby.
I didn't even realize that we finished. I've also had two glasses before you guys got here, so I'm like...
That's my
nice,
girl.
Nice and toasty over here.
Yeah, I'm very toasty.
I know. I have the, you know, when you can like feel that warmth is different because it's alcohol.
Yeah, truly. I'm like, the I'm no pH longer hot. Of the air yes. is, yeah, I don't care about temperature anymore.
I just can feel my like,
it doesn't exist.
Alcohol buzz.
Yeah.
Good times. So, ladies.
Yes.
Ladies.
Who'd you resonate with in this episode, if anyone?
I feel like I really resonated with Samantha. I feel like Samantha resonated with hardcore.
I had a feeling. That's why I sort of invited you to.
Yes.
Not in an obnoxious way, too, but I feel like you run in a world with a lot of like.
Yes. With a lot of sort of that energy of just like. And
experimental gaming.
I mean, like, not to like toot my own horn, but like, I'm used to gay guys being like, oh my God, if I were straight, it's you.
Yes.
Or like,
yeah, totally. I know
their
what you
favorite
mean.
Like comment on a photo is like, I'm straight now. And like, and so it's like, oh, what would happen if I like,
why'd
tried
you knock
this?
On wood?
I don't know why I knocked on wood.
I don't know why
I conflated it with not to toot my own horn, knock on
That's
wood.
That's super funny. Well,
I think
like,
you wanted,
I
really
hopefully
don't
these people
know. I think you were trying to be hot. Modest while also hoping it doesn't stop.
I agree. I think it's great. Yeah,
yes,
I
don't want it to ever end. Listen, gay men that I am friends with, please continue to say I am your dream woman.
Just don't proposition it
because I know that I will not. Sahara Desert down there because I need to know that you're fucking into it. Anyone that I fuck, I want to fuck you knowing that you are like,
you're like,
this is the greatest
I've
day
been praying for this
of my life. I want to know.
So this girl's boyfriend showed up on my Instagram Explore. And
oh, yes.
And I
fucking love Instagram Explorer. That's where I spent all my time.
And I saw him and I thought that it was her gay best friend. And I was like, oh, my God, her boyfriend looks exactly like her gay best friend.
Whoa.
And I was like, I was talking to Kyle and my brother about this today. Like, would it be, don't you think it's like a little bit strange if I like showed up with a boy that I was dating and he looked exactly like Kyle? Friend, like if you found
I
a woman,
would say that to you
like a straight man who looked just
who was
like
he.
Like, of course. Don't you think that would be weird?
It would be very
who's
bizarre.
Your gay best friend, Bridget?
Avi's my gay best friend, yeah, but he's also just my best friend.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's just my best friend regardless. Okay,
he'll take it. Avi and I for the first time are both now in long distance relationships as of like a minute ago.
Where did he go?
LA. But Avi and I were texting and he was like, it was 24 hours. And he was like, I don't know how you've done this because it's been
Bridget,
24 hours
Bridget's
and I want to call
in,
it a day.
A very intense long distance relationship.
Ooh. Do you do a lot of sexting?
Some. But oh,
I live to sex.
My point was, Avi and I are now both in long distance relationships and we're texting about it the other night. And he was like, I'm 24 hours in and I want to call it a day. So I don't know how you do this. But then he was also like, I think we're going to start sleeping together by the end of this. And I was like,
You and Avi.
Yeah. I was like, it's been a long time coming.
You must.
I know. It's exactly one of these things that, like, I would never.
I resonated with Miranda because she wasn't in it.
Wow.
That's a delicious voice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really? I mean, Charlotte, no. So I guess it'd be Samantha or Carrie. I've never had an experience like Carrie
does. I resonated with Samantha in the sense that she's close to a gay couple who has the same name.
There you go.
But other than that.
Maybe me too. Maybe this was one that I like loved, but wasn't like, I see myself in this.
I wonder if we liked them less if we really. Actually, that's not true because I've loved ones I resonated with.
Yeah.
We feel like we're turning a corner where the series is actually like getting good. Not that it isn't good, but it's like this.
There are five seasons?
Six
seasons. And this is the end of the second, so I think they're getting like meatier and
they're figuring themselves out, which like is natural.
Do you know anything about Mr. Big? Like, do you know the character?
I mean, I know of Mr. Big.
That's
and
how
Aiden.
I was coming into it. Yeah. I really dislike Mr. Big, and it's hard. I gotta say, it's like hard to be watching it every week,
knowing that's where the end game.
Yeah, because I'm like,
that's a bummer.
It's because I wish I could know that like every one night stand could be a possibility, but instead, every time someone comes up who's not like one of the four boyfriends I know are coming, I'm like, well, this will be over.
Yeah.
I love it. It's still so good. It doesn't matter. You still have so much to go through. It's gonna honestly, that's gonna make like Aiden and Burger so much harder for you.
Yeah, it really will. Just knowing that. I know.
Yeah. What else? Oh, I think this is super ploppable.
So we have this thing called the plop test. Like, if you took this plot and stuck it in 2017, how much would it work?
100%.
Hundo P.
I agree. I think all of it.
And I think especially Samantha being so like forward with pansexuality.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just the fact that she uses that label.
Absolutely.
And they do it without being totally derivative.
Yeah, I was really very pleasantly surprised by.
Yeah.
You got a good episode.
Because some of them you're like, oh.
Oh, this is very 2000.
Yeah, like kill me.
There's an episode in the third season, which I've talked to you about already, which the description of the episode is that, so Samantha goes on a date with an African-American man.
Uh-huh.
And the conflict is that his sister is racist because he does not want Samantha to date
his
him.
His black sister is racist. That's the premise of the episode.
And it's like that is like something that I can't believe was okay in 2000, 2001. But like today.
Of course it was though, because how much? Yeah, anyway.
No.
We've made progress, but like as if we've made that much progress.
Yeah.
The world's in a shitty place, you guys.
Yeah, let's end it on a
happy note.
Happy, fun.
We haven't accidentally somehow declared war against North Korea via our president's Twitter.
Twitter.
You know what? We have, as of today, though, Graham Cassidy's dead.
Yes.
The third version of this, like, zombie fucking healthcare is gone. So, hand to God.
Hand to God, starring Alex Wiseman.
There you go. That's one for me. That's a one musical theater reference.
Nope.
Not a musical, just a play.
Fuck me. Never mind. I can't even keep that
today,
shit straight.
Today, Alex, so I've just recently started living with my brother.
Yes.
And this morning we literally...
Say what?
We sang like five versions. Like we just like kept like... We like made musical.
This
like,
is shocking for me.
I was singing old friends to my coffee and it ended with.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. That's one I actually know.
It just ended with, here's to us who's like us, damn brew.
Good. I think that's where we end.
So, Natalie,
where can we find you on the social media?
On the social meds, I'm at NWALKS pretty much everywhere. NWALKS.
I'm going to heavily endorse this.
Yeah, seriously.
Just hang out.
She's a
with
queen.
Me. I'm so dumb, and I have a great time. I'm a very smart idiot.
Don't sell yourself short.
I'm a very smart idiot.
That's a great brand.
Is how I describe all of my social media endeavors.
That's amazing. I love that.
Miss Social Media, ma'am, how might I find you?
My Twitter is Mrs. Burt Macklin, and my Instagram is BridgetM37. Find it. It's all photos of me with my nieces and nephews. Brooke.
Who, Brooke-ithy.
Yes. Whom you?
Brooke-ithy. That's a thing you've come up with.
I don't know where. I have a friend who does this too, but I've started like, you know, well-ithy. You know that thing where people are... Anyway, I've just started adding the... suffix of Timothy to everyone's name where it's like well Brookethy.
I mean honestly, like Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie. I'm not mad. So you can find me on Twitter at @Brooke_Wiseman and on Instagram at @BrookeWiseman_. And I swear to God, if you fuck that up, I'm going to be so mad.
You're going to follow someone who's not Brooke, so don't do it.
Collectively, you can find us at Splat Podcast. Wherever social media
wherever Instagram is.
Except LinkedIn. So Instagram and Twitter.
Facebook, Splat the Podcast. Gmail. splatpodcast@gmail.com
and www.splatcogpast
splatcogpast.
Listen, I started off with Rarden to go, there it so is. Like we're good,
we're just bringing it back, we're home good. Honestly, we're
bringing it back home.
splatpodcast.com.
you guys, please rate, review, and subscribe. I don't please care do if it. You, honestly, I don't care if that if you review us on iTunes, just like give us 5 stars.
That's all we want.
We just want them, we just want those stars.
If you see me on the street, I'm going to take your phone from you and do it for you. So just me do on the it street, before I can.
Talking to myself, laughing to myself, crying to myself, whatever. Have pity, rate, review, subscribe.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.